Welcome to episode 17, season 2 of Chris Cast. My name's Chris Abraham, and today we're going to talk about the benefits of indoor cycling versus outdoor cycling versus fixie cycling and free wheel versus constant pedaling and all that fun stuff. It'll be short. It's just a little brain dump, and I'll be back to you right after this message. Welcome back to Chris Cast season 2 episode 16 17 18. I just said it a second ago. I think maybe you guys are amused by my bad brain. 17. 17. Yeah, wow. Anyway, it's about... I have been going to spin class, and I have a Kaiser M3 regular, not an I. And I have had fixie bikes in the past, and I have had bicycles since I was in my teens, and all of them had free wheels. And the biggest difference between my spin class or my indoor cycle and the outdoor bike, which is amazing because you're outside and you're exploring and you're exercising, and you're getting sun, and you're being social, and you're recreating, and you're not just being a piston. However, the real thing that I've noticed about my method of cycling is that I spend a lot of time in freewheel. I'm like, I'm not like a hummingbird with constantly flapping my my wings. I'm more like a seabird that flap, flap, flaps, and then glides. Flap, 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 and glides. Or maybe instead of a seabird, I'll say I'm more like a kestrel. Or I'm more like the red hawks that hang out outside my windows looking for mice, rats, and squirrels to eat. So on my Surly steamroller, which started out as a single speed and is now a three speed with an internal hub, I pedal, 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 and then I free wheel. I use the free wheel and just click, 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 until I, you know, hit a hill, or until I need to speed up, or until I need to accelerate. I'm spending a lot of time in free wheel mode, just coasting. But with the fixie bike, you can never stop pedaling. And because spin bikes do not have a free wheel, you need to keep pedaling in order to keep moving. And so there's a real value in that. You do have a sustained output that isn't... It's like a bee or a... a beautiful little, small little bird, like a hummingbird that constantly needs to beat its wings in order to stay aloft. You can vary your revolutions per minute. You can definitely vary, the amount of resistance you have on your pedals. But the only thing that you have that's close to free, just free coasting is if you remove all resistance from the pedal, from the free wheel, and at that point you still have to madly pedal your feet. So there's no respite from the pedaling. And so if you are trying to get your fitness levels up to where you feel like you would be competitive in a 100-miler or a 100K or a 50K or even a competition event, and you don't have access to a track bike, a fixie, you might want to consider putting in some of your miles on a bike that does not free wheel, that does not coast. If you don't have a spin bike, and if you have your bike set to work with rollers, or if you have some sort of machine to connect your bike, you just need to make sure that I recommend a proper spin bike, because the spin bike, it's unlike a track bike or a fixie. You won't kill yourself in traffic by not being able to speed up fast enough, not being able to slow down fast enough. Of course, you would be using at least a front brake, but with a spin bike like the Kaiser or like the Schwinn AC, Carbon Blue Carbon or whatever, or with just any I think spin bike that you can get off of Amazon for just a couple few hundred dollars. I don't believe any of them have coasting. So you can really benefit in the fact that if you want to have any productive riding, you need to constantly be inputting force through pedaling, whether it's in the seat or whether it's out of the seat. And there are real benefits with that. Another benefit that I have never been able to enjoy, especially when and if and when you have Look or SPD pedals on your spin bike, is a benefit of running a fixie. My single speed bike has a White Industries freewheel, red freewheel, that clicks like a mother. But one of the benefits of having a fixie or a spin bike is that because it never stops spinning, even if you take your force off the pedals, there are benefits of needing to always not only push down like one would do a child's bike, pedal, 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 but it helps improve your circular spin, your cadence. It helps you use other muscles besides your calves and your quads. It helps you use things like your hamstrings and other supportive muscles, and use your glutes and so forth, because you're needing to input force not only in the downstroke but on the upstroke as well. In a perfect world, whether it's spin or fixie or track or Kaiser M3, the benefit of being locked into your pedals is that you have the benefit of muscular force both in the downstroke, in the upstroke, and top and bottom strokes. So all along the circular movement of your pedal. So that's a benefit. I know people who have their road bikes, their hybrid bikes, their city bikes, their fixies, their single speeds like mine, and they're like, well, why would I want to take a spin class, or why would I want a stationary bike in my home? And the benefit there is that that bike, that spin bike, that stationary bike is an ergonomic tool. It's an ergometer. It is used to beat yourself up on. It's used to generate wattage, to generate power, to get your heart rate up, to make it sustainable, to be able to keep your heart rate up at 105, 110, 115, 120 in a very reproducible way, as opposed to needing to stop for stoplights or needing to coast or needing to go downhill. You can constantly grind your entire 45 minutes or an hour, constantly pedal with a amount of resistance and force against you. And that has extreme benefits for the heart in terms of its development, strengthening, and ability to handle load over a period of time. Anyway, that's all I have today. Thank you very much. Listen to the musical interlude, and I'll be right back to end the episode. Mahalo nui loa. I hope that was useful, guys. This is episode bloody well can't remember, episode 17, season 2. It's the benefits of a spin bike or a indoor stationary bike over an outdoor bike. I don't know what I'm going to label this, and I don't know why I felt like I needed to talk so quickly. So if I'm talking too quickly, it's because I want to get through these things. If I'm speaking too quickly, please remind me to slow down. Someone's doing some sort of construction in the apartments near me, or outdoors, or indoors, or next door neighbor, or all the apartments around me. Maybe it's trolls. Maybe it's dwarves. Maybe it's dwarves with their little pickaxes trying to get me. Anyway, thank you so much. You can reach me at Chris Abraham on Twitter, at Chris Abraham at Instagram. You can email me at chris@abraham.su. You can call me at +1 202 352 5051, which is also a also my WhatsApp number, but it's also my SMS number. It's my mobile. You can find me at youtube.com/ChrisAbraham, linkedin.com/in/ChrisAbraham, facebook.com/ChrisAbraham, and that might be it. My HQ, ChrisAbraham.com, and thank you very much for visiting. I hope I entertained.
Oh, thank you.